Well, thanks for coming.
You submit a paper and you're not really sure where they're going to put you, so it kind of surprised me when I found out that I'm in a soil mineralogy session. But are these cracking clays, high strength swell soils, can be problematic. We were talking about them for some other things earlier, but this is an example of one of the cores that they took, and you can see
the amount of cracking that is occurring there. This presentation focuses on some soils in playa basins. Playas are common in this five-state region, and a playa is a shallow, roughly circular, closed basin. And there are more than 25,000 of them in this region, and they perform several important functions for, particularly for, as a flyway, migratory birds and some things of that nature. And a playa, again, is a relatively shallow basin, generally circular, and the larger ones have this kind of morphology. You've got an upland position, and then you may come down on a bench and then down into the basin. The clay content is greatest here in the playa basin. Another thing that people have talked about for these is whether or not they contribute to recharge of the aquifer. And the answer to that is probably yes and no, depending on where you're located, because. And so this is an example. When you look at this picture, you can see, we see the crop circles up here that are center pivot irrigation systems. Maybe we turn off a light. I don't know which light we've got. Yeah, and maybe close a...
A lot of light here. Maybe that's more visible.
But you can see these roughly circular formations there. Those are playas. They have ephemeral ponding after precipitation events. If you have a high precipitation event, you get some runoff. The runoff goes into these playas. So it's all surface water. They are not associated with the groundwater table. I was going to show you this. I got myself in a hurry here. Now, if you'll watch, these playas are dry, but I superimposed a wet cycle on there, and so now you can see that they do have water in them after precipitation events. And usually it's after several events, but sometimes just one. But the thing, one of my former graduate students, when we were talking about these playas, she was sure I was lying to her when I told her that they weren't associated with the groundwater table, because her whole experience with water in the surface in a pond was associated with groundwater. These are not. They formed in quaternary clay lacustrine deposits, and their morphology varies. They range in size quite a bit, from 1 to more than 200 hectares. They drain the watersheds, maybe less than 5 hectares to more than 500 for some of the larger ones. The smaller ones may only be about a meter deep to the bottom of the basin from the relative landscape. The larger ones may be 30, maybe 10 meters or more deep. And in general, when you look at that, think of that map that we showed earlier, the northern high plains has larger, deeper playas that are further apart. And on the south plains, they're smaller, shallower, and closer together. So, for instance, when you, again, you think of the playas up here in the northern part of the high plains versus the ones here in the southern part, this is the northern high plains. For scale, this is one section, or about 260 hectares. And so you can see many of these are close to that size, a couple of hundred hectares there. And then we go to the South Plains, and you've got all these things that are only a few hectares in size, and there's a lot of them. They're really close together. They're shallower. They're smaller. So the morphology varies quite a bit. These soils are clay loams. These soils are sandy loams at the surface that are contributing to these. So this study started a lot of years ago, and I was kind of peripheral to it at that point. I was a faculty member at West Texas A&M University. One of our other faculty had in mind to do some stuff with this, cracking clays, in the bottom of these playas and infiltration. Again, trying to get to this question, is there recharge? The folks on the southern high plains are saying, yes, there is. Of course, they've got smaller playas. They've got sandier soils, and the water table is, the aquifer is shallower. So they're saying, yes, there is. And on the northern high plains, we're saying, I don't think so. So when you have a larger playa, they often will have an aquic moisture regime at the bottom. There'll be epiaquarts, for those of you who know what that is. These and the smaller ones that only hold water once every few years, they're in an eutic moisture or subgroup there. And the area of these two is about 7 hectares. The watershed is pretty close to the same, about 200, 2,300 hectares, and the depth of them is about the same, and in 5 meters. So what we did, collected some 7.5 centimeter diameter cores, 15 centimeters long. From one of those playas, we collected 15. From the other one, we collected 11. They were all collected within about 5 square meters of the lowest point in elevation in the middle of the playa basin. Then they were removed from the sampler and just put out and allowed to dry for a month so that the drying could happen, those clays could shrink, and they would crack. All of these had at least 15 or 50% clay, and then the infiltration used a flexible wall permeameter. Now, this is our infiltration rate in one of the playas and in the other one. And you'll notice that in the first 5 minutes, in some cases in the first 2 minutes, the infiltration rate dropped by 2 orders of magnitude. So these clays, once they begin to swell, they swell very quickly and they close. And so then we get very little infiltration that follows that. But by the end of an hour, some of them had dropped another order of magnitude in terms of the infiltration rate. And the similar pattern on both of those playas. So if we looked at the 1 minute infiltration rates, 5 minutes, and 60 minutes, you can see that there, again, we're looking at orders of magnitude decrease in infiltration rate in each one of those cases. Now, I said there's a discussion on the northern versus the southern high plains, and Zartman out of Texas Tech, his research showed that he's got substantially higher, again, by an order of magnitude, substantially higher infiltration rates. Now, if we look at cumulative infiltration, again, we see that same pattern since the majority of that infiltration occurred in that first 5 minutes, your high infiltration rates, we see that they're probably for each one of those individual cores, you had about 90% of the total infiltration that occurred in that first 5 minutes. Then you have a very small increase from that point. In these playa basins, often, or most of the time, at least in the northern high plains, more water is lost from evaporation than from any kind of infiltration through those clays in the bottom. It's in an area that would have 75 to 80 inches, so I have to do some conversions there real quickly, a couple of thousand millimeters of lake evaporation a year. So there's a lot of environmental demand for water. So in 60 minutes, these playas took in about 4 to 5 millimeters of water. And again, we look at the southern high plains, those that are smaller, closer together, loamier soils, sandier soils, and we're looking at orders of magnitude of difference in the total amount of infiltration that occurred. We've also got different implements that were used, different instrumentation, so that could be a contributing factor. But the playas, the fundamental nature of those playas is very different. Uh, Now, the cool part of this to me was we did CAT scans on the soils. So they took these cores, and we did CAT scans before saturation and then after saturation. Didn't use the same cores on those. They ended up with 8 scans for each core and with 12 millimeters between the each section. So you can see what happens here in one of those cracked soils, one that had a lot of cracking to it, before and after. And in this case, they're showing you a plant root that's present in both of those, and it even kind of grows down and gets further. The little white dots are iron and manganese nodules. But before and after, and again, you see that the water didn't make it all the way down. These soils began to close up, and so the water didn't come all the way down, and so you have some, the cracking was not closed in this case for this soil. So then, if we look at these, I laid it on its side for ease of looking at it. This is one of the ones that had quite a bit of cracking in it. Again, there's 1.2 centimeter interval between each of those pictures that they took with the CAT scan, and the area of the cracking in these ranged from about 5% to as much as 40% of the total area of that core. We look at another one that didn't have as much cracking because they're quite variable in their properties. And this one, you range from 1 to about 14%. You can see the difference in those cracking patterns that exist. And then we look at something that's got a, after the infiltration. This one was one that had quite a bit of cracking with it. And after it was, the infiltration was completed, that swelling happened, less than 1% of cracks that were present in that one. And then if you had one that started with very few cracks, it still ends up in the same way. Less than 1% cracking there. So whether they've got cracks to start with, you get them wet, they seal, and they seal very quickly. So a quick summary, the infiltration rate dropped as much as 2 orders of magnitude in that first 2 to 5 minutes. There was little increase in cumulative infiltration after that 5 minutes. The cores effectively sealed before the wetting front even reached 8 centimeters. And then these CAT scans for us demonstrated that the change in structure of these very high shrink swell smectitic clays you saw during a rapid infiltration event. Now, we've got about 1.5 minutes of questions if I read the computer right. Anybody else have a thought?
Where are the soils around the plants at, guys?
Well, I could go back and look at one of those. I had some of them. In this case, these had some sandy loam soils at the surface anyway, but even those sandy loams have an argillic horizon, a higher clay content soil at about 45 to centimeters plus deep. And then the closer you get to the playa, or you start the basin, you go out, the clay lens gets narrower, thinner. In the bottom of these, you can have the clays can be as deep as 10 meters.
But around the playas, like the surrounding soil, is it?
Again, some of those will be shrink swell in that in that subsurface horizon. They'll only go up to about 35 to 40% clay generally, so not quite as heavy as this. And these were, in some cases for that region, a little unusual because most of the ones in the northern high plains are surrounded by a clay loam with a much stronger argillic or higher clay content horizon.
What's the annual precip?
So you're looking at something that has less than 20 inches, so less than about 500, and generally it's between 400 and 500 millimeters annually. Most of that is in a summer period.
If you go to soilexplorer.net and choose Texas, these playas just show up.
Yeah, those images were from Google Earth. You know, you can see them. They're just they're very obvious. The Soil Explorer, Google Earth, you can find those. People are like, what are those? Well, they're these shallow basins that catch surface runoff.
This year, the
rainfall's about 30. Yeah. So this year is an abnormal. They got 1.5 times the normal rainfall, which is always a good thing. So the playas are full.
And so then the expected rate, you know, I know for Steveville, which is of course further south and east of there, is 3.5 to 4.5 inches per hour. Right? So what it's up there is something like,
well,
you can have
precipitation events that come with that degree of intensity.
Right. And that's those are the ones that
fill the playas quickly.
Yeah.
Especially if they were preceded by anything that was lower intensity stuff that just went sealed the flies to start with.
Yeah.
But then you get a high intensity event anyway, it closes quickly. Which again, I think is what sets them apart in the morphology from those in the southern high plains.
The rapidity of the closing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you done any mineralogical work on this?
That's the goal. But I'm in Illinois. My colleague is not working at West Texas A&M anymore.
but if you got the samples and you want to send them to me.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, we need to get some samples. And his description of the morphology and stuff is an engineer's version. So I want to get some cores and do a good soil description.
Well, let me know if you're coming down that way.
I will.
We can get some samples.
All right.
I'll report you.
All right. Okay.